B.J. Perry out of Manchester. He and I go back. He's a great political strategist and thinker. He knows the state's largest city very, very well. B.J. Perry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack.
Well, thanks for your patience. You surprised that Jay Ruay won that race? Kevin Kavanaugh was close, but you had Joyce Craig, the incumbent Democrat, running now for governor, but a pretty big base of operation there. I actually thought the Republican might fall short. In the end, he did not. He won that race. What happened? What are your thoughts? How does it break down, BJ?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, congratulations to Mayor-elect Ruay. He did win 7 out of the 12 wards in the city of Manchester. The numbers based on registrations, you would think, sure, he would come up a couple points shy. But, as Mayor Ginto or Mayor Gaffis, the last two Republican mayors of the Queen City would tell you, you got to get Democratic votes to win the Queen City. And clearly Jay Ruay did that. Breaking down some of these numbers, the last in Ward 1, the most Democratic ward in the city of Manchester, Victoria Sullivan lost to Mayor Craig by 619 votes 2 years ago. The best performing Republican, last time the Republicans won the city of Manchester in the mayoral elections, was in 2015. Ted Gatsis lost to Mayor Craig in Ward 1 by only 315 votes. Last night, Jay Ruay against the sitting Ward 1 alderman only lost Ward 1 by 192 votes, which tells you Democrats came out and Republicans and independents pulled the lever for now the mayor-elect.
What's the message going forward to 2024? Certainly Joyce Craig, probably she did congratulate Jay Ruay. She's running for governor, as we all know. Cindy Warmington, the other Democrat. Probably Joyce Craig was not thrilled last night that the Republican won in Manchester. Does that have sort of tentacles into the governor's race? And then secondly, if you look at the national results on abortion rights in states that were key races, like Ohio, Kentucky, and the Virginia State House, abortion rights, despite everything else, despite an unpopular president, Joe Biden, despite inflation, despite two wars, despite divisiveness, abortion rights rallies the Democrats. That's certainly true here in New Hampshire from a statewide point of view.
Yeah, I think you have to keep New Hampshire in its own silo, and I think Governor Sununu has said that time and time again. We're unique. It's how we do things. As it relates to the elections of last night and the impact of 2024, I think it's going to be very, very tough for Mayor Craig. I mean, it's very tough for a mayor of Manchester to get elected to higher office. Bob Daines was thinking about doing it in Congress, and that never happened.
In fairness, so did Ted Gatsis.
And I was just going to say that, including Ted Gatsis. They tried, and it just they haven't been able to do it. People like their mayors. But there's a lot of issues going on in the city of Manchester, and I think yesterday showed that people want change in the city of Manchester. The homelessness issue was the number one, was the number one issue going on in that city. And do people want to have that type of thing going around in the state of New Hampshire? It wasn't just a win for Jay Ruay. The board of mayor and aldermen is now split 7-7. Republicans won seats on the board of mayor and aldermen last night. People in the city of Manchester wanted change, and I think that's going to have it's going to have ripple effects going through the state of New Hampshire as it relates to 2024.
Some of the our analysts say that Jay Ruay, the Republican, and he was very complimentary to Kevin Kavanaugh and vice versa, but they say Ruay, the Republican, may be the hardest working Republican candidate they've seen in a long time, saying he's excellent candidate. So why do I get the feeling we may hear more about him after his time as mayor of Manchester down the road?
I mean, it's quite possible. I know everyone's going to think beyond what happened yesterday, and as they should. The kid knocked on 40,000 doors in the city of Manchester, and not just Target doors, every door. He walked on Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. People, and he went in there. He didn't go after his opponent. He went in and talked about plans, not rhetoric. He wanted to talk about results. And kudos to both Alderman Kavanaugh and the mayor-elect. They both ran positive campaigns about what visions they had for the Queen City. They didn't tear each other down.
Right.
And that speaks to civility, and that just speaks to the volume of these two guys. And at the end of the day, they both want to what's best for the city of Manchester. The voters have spoken, and we're going to be swearing in a new mayor, and a Republican mayor. First time it's happened since Ted Gavitt was mayor.
Why do I get the feeling that if, and jumping ahead of the governor's race, before we let you go, B.J. Perry, longtime political activist and strategist out of the state's largest city and beyond. But, B.J., why do we get the feeling when we look to the gubernatorial election ahead, which isn't that far away, yeah, the big names are Chuck Morse, former Senate President, U.S. Senate candidate, Kelly Ayotte, former U.S. Senate Senator, Joyce Craig, outgoing mayor of Manchester, and Cindy Warmington, the big names. There are others, but why do I get the feeling that the Democrats are going to make it all about abortion rights, abortion rights, abortion rights, and say Kelly Ayotte wants to ban abortion, so that will be that front. And why do I get the feeling that Kelly Ayotte is going to show pictures of homelessness in Manchester? Why do I get that feeling?
Because last night, clearly the message was people are tired of the homeless issue. They want the issue solved. And Joyce Craig's going to have a tough primary against Cindy Warmington now, showing the results of yesterday.
All right, BJ, make it a good one. You're always great. I appreciate it. BJ Perry, thanks for joining us. Good morning, Hampshire, the Pulse of NH. Say hi to your young superstar in the household, too.
Appreciate it, Jack.